there is a lot of people who have modern caravans, and they say to me, do you actually sleep in there? And I said, of course I do. We have an enormous amount of fun in our caravan.
The caravan Francis O'Byrne is referring to is a very cute, cream-coloured, 12-foot cosy timber vintage caravan. You know the ones I mean. It's got those distinctive round edges that were popular back in the 1950s. There's no air conditioning unit or satellite dish on the roof. There's no hot and cold running water, and certainly no flushing toilet. This is caravanning the old-fashioned way. Hello, I'm Catherine Hoitzenroder. Frances and her husband Chris have joined about 40 other like-minded vintage and classic era caravan enthusiasts for a rally in the South Australian Riverland town of Loxton.
We're talking about 1958-59, the age of it. See, this one has got round cabinetry and what have you. And it's made out of wood, and it has aluminium front and back, and the top is aluminium. You could go anywhere. You could go through Central Australia in it if you liked. It's fine. And it's been over lots of gravel roads and what have you. So, and we pull it with the old Ford car over there, which is it's a 1972 or something like that. You see, the thing is, I'm the caravan lady, my husband is the car man. So, you see, it's a marriage made in heaven, isn't it?
Vintage caravans seem to be trendy again. You'll often see them being used as pop-up coffee and food vans these days. But it's on the open road that these retro vans really come into their own. Caroline and Stephen Lloyd are the proud owners of a silver and red 1946 model. It's got a smart red awning and china to match inside.
Yes, we've slowly been collecting lots of nice things over the years in order to sort of bring out the era of the caravan, which is a 1946. Adelaide built by a engineer. We're only the third owners.
How did it come to be in your hands?
We rented it about 35 years ago to live in while we built our house. After that, after we'd had it for a year, it went to my sisters for about 8 years and was damaged, and so I grabbed it back and repaired it, and then the original owner asked for it back. And went back to him for probably 25 years, and then he left it to me. So that was wonderful. And then about 5 years ago, at one of the caravan and camping shows, we had a lady turn up, an 86-year-old lady, and she went through the van and identified it and said that she'd had her honeymoon in it. So she went home and came back with all her photos, and we got the whole story.
Vintage and classic caravans are certainly a conversation starter. There's a steady stream of interested onlookers at the Loxton Caravan Park today, keen to peer inside these vans.
Well, good afternoon, Marianne. You've got your caravan on display. Shall we check it out?
Yes.
Yes, definitely.
Marianne, as soon as we step into this caravan, it smells like my grandparents' caravan. It has that vintage smell to it, doesn't it?
Do, don't they? Yes, every one of them do. And the Bondwood ones are even better than this one.
It looks in wonderful condition. Tell me about the caravan.
It's an Adelma, which is an Adelaide made. First of all, the roadmasters made them in Adelaide, and then they diversified and made the Adelma. And this is it.
What year?
1976.
You've got it all displayed beautifully in here for the open day, even the way you've set the table.
Yes, I found the treasures in Broken Hill. They're called the Fire King dishes, and everyone will remember those in the 70s because of the mugs. Everyone used to have the mugs, yes.
And why not just get a brand spanking new caravan?
Been there, done that. No, this is much more fun. People don't talk too much about you when you turn up in this Hugh Butte caravan, but we think, you know, with the crowd here, 100 people. And we all have the same interests. It's great.
So it's a conversation starter.
Exactly. Yep.
While some vintage caravan owners work on their vans themselves to bring them back to their former glory, Di Page and her partner Grace Damon bought their beloved 1952 green and white caravan fully restored. It's got all the mod cons you'd expect for the era and some surprises as well.
This is a 1952 Don. So they were built in Oakley, Victoria, by Don Robinson, and he didn't change the style from the 30s through to the 50s.
Can we go for a little look through?
Absolutely, let's go in. So I'll just pop this up and show you. So this is what was described as the ensuite.
You have just pulled down a little drawer.
Yep, it's just a fold-down cupboard. It's just a door that folds down, and that's got a hand basin. Then there's a soap dish, and then your glass to rinse your toothpaste, and your toothbrush holder, and your cloth holder. So that's in the door of the wardrobe. That's very typical of a Don. These are the ammunition cupboards here. Okay, so that is where the rifles were kept, and the ammunition was stored in the little cupboard below.
Is a holiday in this more special for you than a holiday somewhere else?
Absolutely. It's very interesting when you're all in there together. We've got a 15-year-old daughter that we cart round with us, and it's all very interesting and lots of fun in the morning and bedtime. We all have a good laugh, and yeah, it is really special time for us.
Bob Freak is another classic caravan enthusiast. In fact, he's one of those responsible for organising the Loxton Rally. While all the vans around me today are in tip-top condition, they didn't necessarily start this way. Some vintage caravans have had a tough life.
What are some of the biggest problems to plague these old caravans?
Oh, absolutely, wood rot in the vans, because these are all wood framed. And sadly, a lot of them have been left out in paddocks and without cover.
I've noticed that they seem to have been making a resurgence as, you know, places you can hire for weddings. They've been done up as little bistros or bars or that sort of thing. Have you noticed the same? And does that mean that maybe the value of them has gone up?
There's no doubt about that. I was only talking to some people this morning, and ours would be a good example. When it was new, it was worth $3,750. Today, it's valued at nearly $10,000. And it's was built in 74, so it goes to show 1974. Like motor cars of the same sort of era, yes, it's a sort of trend that I don't know when it's going to end, to be quite honest.